Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wait.
What?
I think it's time. Time to... And it pains me that I'm the only one playing this game. It doesn't seem fair.
Well, DJ had to edit the words, and I know all the words, so you're it.
Well, okay.
You're it, my friend. You're it.
All right.
So instead of having my kids find teen slang, use teen slang for Paul this week, I was, you know, I'm with a bunch of women at the cabin that we use a lot of Yiddish. Okay? And I said, let's do those words with Paul because, you know, I appreciate your interest in religion and faith and Yiddish.
Well, and I think many of us use Yiddish slang. We
That's
may
right.
not
you
even
not,
realize
exactly,
it's Yiddish.
Exactly.
So I'm fascinated
right.
by this. And yes, I will take one for the team. Do your best to stump me. Shouldn't
okay.
be hard.
All right, DJ, you got a couple for us?
The word is bazer. B-A-Z-E-R. That person was being such a bazer when he had to wait in line for 20 minutes for his coffee.
Such a loser. Just a dope. I mean, not a complimentary term.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah. Not, maybe loser is too strong, but impatient. Am I close?
The meaning is crabby, not nice, okay. just
Bazer.
For munching.
For munching.
You can't, it's sometimes you can only define a Yiddish word with another Yiddish
oh.
word. But I don't know, DJ, you think he got it? What did you say irritable?
Yeah,
it's really irritable.
Yeah.
Not a loser, but just irritable, crabby. No? All right. I mean, we're gonna reserve judgment for
Yeah, you just like pushing that
DJ's
button,
DJ's harsher
you?
Than I am.
You
yeah.
even pushed that button during my
bazer.
Weather report.
Hey, well, you gave like four answers, and then one of them
Hoping
was
one
sort
of, them would be right.
of kinda close.
You're pretty bad at this.
I'll take that one.
Okay, DJ, hit us.
Hi, my name's Andrea, and by far my favorite Yiddish word is verbissene. When I was sour and whiny and uncomfortable to be around, my mom used to tell me I was verbissene.
Well, DJ, you didn't edit that properly because now he knows what it is.
But yeah, just cranky and irritable and, yeah, what Andrea said.
Yeah. You gave it away.
Well, these days,
verbissene.
I get that one right. Thank you, DJ. And thank you, Andrea. Verbissene.
And the girls reminded me that there was a character in Austin Powers, Frau Verbissene. I believe.
Oh, yes.
Frau Verbissene.
And she was always cranky.
There
and
you go.
Irritable. And
so you could be a bazer, you could be Verbissene. It means you're crabby. And you're
aren't these kind of takeoffs of German?
Well,
I noticed some German.
Compilation language. It's
a mashup.
German, it's Hebrew, it's other European languages.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because there's no, like, land of Yiddish. Like, there's no. It doesn't have a country.
Yidland?
It doesn't. Get yourself in trouble with that. Be careful. But it's a compilation of
okay.
different languages.
Got it.
Okay, so
it.
DJ, that's on you. That's your fault.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Okay, here's
Thank
next.
You, DJ,
yeah,
for that one. Thank you for that gift.
The word is verklempte. When she wakes up in the morning, she sometimes has a verkrimmte Ponem. Oh, and that's a Yiddish word, too. Ponem means face.
Okay. But the word is verkrimmte.
Resting bitch face?
Oh, God. Well,
No?
Okay, if that's your answer.
Well, I mean, just... These sound so much like German.
Well, that's where they come from. Okay, DJ, go ahead.
Verkrimmte means scrunched up or sour expression.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go that he got that one. I'm going to say that he got that one. He's not so verbissena anymore because he got at least one.
But you got to get the right?
DJ, do you have Shayna put him on there? Do that one next because Wendy kind of gave it away. Let's see if Paul was paying attention.
Hold on. Oh, I got to get there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Here we go. This.
There you go.
The word is Shayna Punim. It's two words. Don't know how to spell. My children have the most amazing Shayna Punims.
And now if you're paying attention to what Wendy just said, you would know what Bonnie was saying. So what's Shayna Punim?
Shayna Punim. I have to be smiles, dispositions.
Okay.
Anything else I say, I'm going to get in trouble.
DJ?
It means pretty faces or beautiful faces.
See? You're totally not getting that.
I got that.
Smiles? That's not true.
I got that.
A Shayna Punim.
Dispositions?
And Wendy just said a Punim means a face. Punim. Oh, yeah. Eat that Punim. Yeah, that's what that I will say, like... That is something we use all the time. Oh, yeah, Shayna Punim. Like, you just want to eat up their face. Like, a beautiful face. Like, when you see a baby, you say, oh, I just want to love a kiss that Shayna Punim, the beautiful face. Yeah.
It sounds like food. I'd like an extra serving of Shayna Punim, please.
Shayna Punim.
With some sugar on top.
All right, DJ, what did you have?
Another word I like is macher. That guy over there, he's the CEO of that company, and he's a macher.
Okay.
He's like a baller. A high roller, type A, he's successful, she's successful.
Okay, stop talking. That's your answer.
Okay.
DJ?
It's sort of a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him that one. I'm gonna give him that one. A macher.
Such
a big macher. Yeah, he's a big deal. He's a big deal.
Okay.
Good job. You got that one. I'm really impressed.
Yeah, well, every now and then, by accident, I'll get one.
You have any more, DJ?
The word is mensch.
In a sentence.
Oh.
Carl Douglas is a mensch.
Well, that's very sweet. Who was that?
Bonnie.
That was Bonnie. Thank you, Bonnie. Just a good human being, right? A good human being. Which I am not,
No. This is a good way to end. This is a good last one. What does she say?
So everything you think of Paul Douglas, he's a good guy, he does the right thing, he's a sweet person, he's generous and kind, that's a mensch.
Wow.
Well, you really snowed him at dinner last night.
Yeah, no.
You really snowed him. That's just because you came to Bonnie's elementary school that you like.
Really? You had to go there. I think I did go to many of their elementary schools.
Yes, they think you have a Shayna Punim and that you're such a mensch.
Yeah.
Even though you're a big macher, you were not, you weren't a baser.
A baser.
Yeah.
Well, I learned some new words today and I'm going to try to, it's like anything in life, you have to use it a few times.
Mm-hmm, you got to use them. Yeah. And then they become part of your vernacular and then you can't be without them. Sometimes you define a Yiddish word with another Yiddish word because it doesn't translate well.
But if you use those words and people have no idea what you're saying.
That's okay too.
Is it?
That's okay too.
They just look at you puzzled that's okay.
Especially if, you know, you call them a putz.
A putz.
That might be for next week though. That might be.
I did that once. Doing the weather, I called myself. I said, I'm such a putz.
Yep.
And a couple of Jewish viewers called in laughing hysterically.
Yes.
You know what that means?
It'll have to be a teaser for next week, or people can Google it.
Well, thank you, I think. I got maybe half of them right.
You did okay.
Which is good for me. That's a good day for me.
Yes, and thanks, ladies. We appreciate your participation in the show.
Yes.
Listening to us.
You've got good friends.
I do, thank God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.